his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, when you bring up a legitimate issue of power, if Mormons are less than 0.5% of the population, they do have a giant proportion in government. Your point about Romney, I mean, do you think the globalists are thinking about putting him in?
Absolutely. That's the way the wind seems to be blowing right now, that Obama may be considered a spent force. They could say, well, Obama has given us good results, but now we want to have more savage austerity, more genocide against the American people, and we want to get back to warfare. And then that's the kind of wars they may be planning now are not the ones necessarily where Obama's going to shine, right? And in particular, they may want war now, and for Obama, war now is not a good idea. War before the election for Obama is a bad thing. So the ruling class is balancing, and I think this is the way to look at it. Some people look at it saying, which is the greater evil? I wouldn't do that at the moment. Some people look and say, how can we maintain divided government? I think that's very important. Don't give all power to anybody. Keep them fighting each other as much as possible under this system. But the question that I ask myself is, what's the ruling class preference, and fight that? And that could be Romney. So far, it's been
Obama. I agree with you. Whatever the globalists are actually supporting, not what they're fake supporting, but what they really support, right, that's always what you want to be against. And undoubtedly, I mean, it was bad with Bush and his cousin Kerry. There was almost no difference with this. They are so closely aligned by the same special interest. But what do you make of the fact that mainstream media now has to report that Bilderberg is even real, and there's so much attention on this, and we learned of the meeting place so early, and thousands of protesters are planning to be there after I called for Occupy Bilderberg?
Well, the system is breaking down. There are challenges emerging all over the place, right? For the ruling elite in Europe, they were trying to impose this austerity, and now there's a rebellion. I would like to call everybody's attention to Alexis Tsipras and the Syriza bloc, SYRIZA, in Greece. This is everything that Occupy Wall Street failed to be. Well, Occupy Wall Street, a failure dominated by anarchists, dominated by NATO agents. But you look at the Syriza bloc. They've got a program: roll back austerity, defend workers' rights, democracy, jail the bankers, debt moratorium. They want to have they've got an organization that's very interesting. He took 12 components and merged it into one electoral bloc. They've got a leader, this guy Tsipras, right? Again, what Occupy Wall Street didn't want.
Tsipras, that sounds like something epic.
Don't sell out.
Okay, we're going to have you back probably sometime this week, Webster, because this is all intriguing. I want to get a world report from you
sometime
this week for a full hour. I want to look at things block by block from Kony 2012 into the Iran situation, into Europe. But undoubtedly, they don't want Europe to go the way of Iceland, because if they keep having failures and people realize, hey, it's the bankers, the mega bankers, and start burning banks, I mean, it's over for them. If they can have us fight with each other, they win.
Absolutely. The Syriza bloc says, stay in the euro, fight to control the European institutions, and have a debt moratorium. And with that, they're going to find allies, right? Even in France, things are moving their way. There's a rebellion in Europe against the austerity. Part of it takes the form of a rebellion against Merkel, right? This ignorant woman who runs Germany at the moment.
We're almost out of time. Let me just ask you, because I know you want to just talk academically about what's happening currently. You see everything else as a diversion, like gay marriage or something, but they're trying to football out there. Where is Obama really from? Kenya?
I think that's probably a good guess. And obviously, the question is blackmail. In other words, he has never produced the original of a real birth certificate so that everybody could look at it, right? It could be made available at the Library of Congress or the National Archives or something in a room, right, where you have to put gloves on before you come in. There are two cops standing there, but you could look at it. You could test it. You could do all these things. So the fact that they don't do this, the ruling class blackmails him, and by now everybody in the world blackmails him. I've always thought there's a syndicate to blackmail Obama, which has many, many stockholders. Boehner is a stockholder. McConnell is a stockholder. The Republicans. The
Fox
Israelis,
News is using it so they don't get arrested for the hacking scandal. It's all a balance of blackmail. Thank you so much, Mr. Tarpley. We'll be right back with the globalist.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, there is a lot of new stuff, a lot of fun stuff, actually, at Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us here in the second hour on this live Sunday, the 20th of May edition. I have started producing for InfoWars Nightly News that's on every night at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Some cable systems and TV systems are already picking it up without me even putting an uplink up yet, I should add. We're on 2 or 3 hours a week on big mainline cable in England, of all places. That's a side issue. My point is, we have a great 15-minute little piece up at InfoWars.com. It's now down in the right-hand corner of the website. You'll see the little YouTube video box there, and the headline is Huge Explosions and Fiery Tracers, and it's my idea of the American phenomenon of guns and gun shows. I had an idea for 6-7 years to do a gun show, and now that idea has come. It's super popular. They're selling 3 million guns on average on month. 1 month was 5 million guns. This is one right we've still got left, and it's an idea whose time has come. You see, you can sell liberty if you make it fun and make it popular. And they are really trying to use their Fast and Furious operation to restrict guns, but everybody's like, you're the ones that shipped the guns to Mexico to do this. So it's not working. The pilot episode for a show I'm producing called Brothers in Arms, with two high school friends of mine, Sid and Shane Steiner, and others of Steiner Ranch here in Austin, Texas, to see some amazing explosions and other things. Pretty powerful footage and a lot of fun. That's at InfoWars.com and on one of our big YouTube channels that has over 200 million views on it. So be sure and check that video out at the bottom of InfoWars.com. Well, for the next 30 minutes, we are joined by Dr. Jerome Corsi. And Dr. Corsi was one of the first birthers to go and do the research, to go to Kenya and other areas, and to research the providence of the president. Because if he isn't who he says he is, he could be blackmailed by foreign governments. And he worked with the State Department in a high-security position. We'll just leave it at that. He writes for WorldNet Daily and many other big publications. He has a Ph.D. from Harvard University in political science. And, of course, he swift-boated John Kerry with that accurate information and more. And, of course, 1 week before his book was going to come out, Where is the Birth Certificate?, Obama came out with the long form that he said didn't exist, and all of his surrogates did. And also, we have Bush, we now learn. This is in his book, sent off. Well, here I am giving you background again. The point is, the White House discovered that they cut out the records in Kenya. And Kenya said, yeah, it looks like criminal activity. You don't cut out records that weren't there. Now, for 16 years, 9 months, the literary agent that Obama still uses, his agent, put out his bio hundreds of times in publications that he was born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia, in Hawaii. And we have all that, exactly as Dr. Corsi has said. Now, again, The White House responded to his book. They even put out a fake report that his book had been recalled. There's a lawsuit over that against Esquire. You don't engage in dirty tricks if there isn't something you're hiding. So folks, still, this his publicist for 16 years saying this, there is no way either Obama lied and said he was from Kenya because that was trendy, or he was born in Kenya. And then you look at all the other evidence, the pendulum swings towards the weights of justice go to the side. He was born in Kenya. And again, you're like, so what if he's born in Kenya? So what if Schwarzenegger was born in Austria? Folks, he can be blackmailed with that info. Dr. Corsi, you have gone through hell on earth. Sheriff Arpaio, you're a member of his posse. You gave him your research. He hired top forensic experts to confirm what you'd said. He's been raided by the feds. You could be Breitbart at any time. I know you don't need to be told that. Do you want to say you're not going to commit suicide, sir?
I'm not going to commit suicide. No way. I plan to live to a ripe old age and to die in my bed surrounded by my family.
Okay, well, you're here with us. What does this mean to have 16 years, 9 months, and hundreds of publications put out by his publicist that he was born in Kenya?
Well, it's obvious, Alex, that the information came from Barack Obama himself. I mean, I'm an author. I've published lots of books. I've got two books coming out this year. They're already being edited. The publicist has sent me the author's biography statement. I've got to fill it in. They based the publicity campaign. They put the listings in their brochures.
I've done that for documentary films I distributed.
Of course.
You fill it out.
Yes, and I mean, you know, go take a look at the books I've got right now on e-books. I've got one on the Great Oil Conspiracy and one on the ineligibility of Obama's, you know, the Sheriff Arpaio's investigation. And in both of those, you'll see my biography. My biography says, you know, born in East Cleveland, Ohio, and very easily verifiable. That information came from me. Barack Obama had to tell his publicist where he was born.
I hadn't made that point. You've got three or four New York Times bestsellers, including a number one. And so obviously, as an author, you can explain that. But that's right. I've done promotions for videos, and you fill it out, and they rewrite it.
I've had, Alex, six New York Times bestsellers since 2004, and I still today fill out the author's biographical statements for the publicity department of the publisher.
In case you want to update it.
I've got a book coming out with the on the ACLU. It's going to be called The Bad Samaritan. It's going to be published this fall by Thomas Nelson. Thomas Nelson's publicist contacted me. They have a biographical form every author fills out. And on that, they...
I forgot about that. Another stunning point. But what about it being over 16 years?
Well, again, this biographical statement then forms the basis of a campaign to promote the book. The publisher puts that in a catalog. Every time an interview is given, you know, when the publicist sets up an interview in a new book, that biographical statement goes along with the fact sheets of the book to the interviewer. The interviewer doesn't know me. I'm on hundreds of radio stations.
Exactly. You know this was brought up to him over and over again.
Of course. And every interview had to be predicated on born in Kenya, because that's the information Barack Obama provided. And, Alex, I've been saying this. If you read my Where's the Birth Certificate, I made the point Obama had been saying he was born in Kenya forever, back to when he was a kid, until 2007, when he decided to run for president. And that's when he began changing all of his biographical information. Remember, Obama said he was born in two different hospitals. He was supposed to be born in Queens, and then when Queens wouldn't validate it, they changed it to Kapi'olani Hospital. But the point is, Obama's either, like you said, he either lied when he gave the information to his publicist and used it for all these years, including for Dreams from My Father, the autobiography. That Born in Kenya biography was used when his autobiography was publicized starting in 1995.
It's unbelievable. I mean, 16 years, saying you're born in Kenya in a media promotion. And then within hours, they respond and say this must be the source when it's never been the source. We just discovered this.
Precisely, and the fact that a publicist would say that she made a mistake for 16 years is absolutely pathetic. And What's even more pathetic is that the mainstream media would buy
it. Because you give your info to the publicist.
Every time. I'm extremely well known as an author, okay? I've gotten 6 bestsellers since 2004. 2 number one. Both the Unfit for Command, which I co-authored with John O'Neill on John Kerry, the Swift Boat book, and in 2008, The Abomination. So publishers could easily find out who I am, but I fill out the biographical
statement. You know, I totally forgot. This is big news. I mean, everybody in the media knows how the media works. They've got to know now this confirms he's born in Kenya.
Precisely, and it confirms that that's the story Obama was telling, because it would never have been in there. Never in his biographical statement unless Obama submitted that information, including the raised in Indonesia. This is how Obama was packaging himself. Now, the point is exactly what you said, Alex. Obama was lying then for all the years until he ran for president, or he's lying now. Either way, he's fictionalizing his life story.
But the evidence all leans towards Kenya. I want to come back and look at that evidence, kind of recap for folks the history, the smoking guns, but then more importantly, what does it mean for blackmail to have the so-called commander-in-chief saying he serves the UN openly? No wonder he's so traitorous. This guy is totally compromised. That is Jerome Corsi, straight ahead.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1591.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1631.80, $815.90 for a half ounce, or $407.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1631.80, $815.90, and $407.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine. CoQ10 with Hawthorne. Colon Enhancer, Super 2. Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin. Memory Power and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know, my friends, I'm sitting back looking at the evidence, and I'm sad.
I was a highwayman.
As much as I don't like Barack Obama's policies, the fact that he really is not who he says he is and has all these fake names like Barry Sotero and gave up his citizenship to be an Indonesian, which you have to do, it shows the power structure is just so out of control. And it shows how they just train us to accept anything, like Obama saying, I can launch wars without approval of the Congress because I have the UN. That is so illegal. But it's not just the president doing it. He says because a foreign power says so. Dr. Corsi, I want to get back into that subject with you in the time we have left here in the short 10-minute segment. But again, recap for folks, the smoking guns of his Kenya providence and what that signifies, why that's important.
Well, I mean, first of all, we got the grandmother who said that Obama was born in Kenya. And it's not just one radio interview with her or television interview or whatever with a couple of ministers. I sent some of my operatives, Kenyans, who know Grandma Sarah personally and have for years. They were working for me, and she told the story again that the baby, Barack Obama, the president, was born in Kenya. Now, I've come to the conclusion, and I've got an e-book out on Saul Alinsky, the evil genius behind Obama. Take a look at it, because I think the entire life story of Obama is a fiction, and it was a fiction created largely as an intelligence operation. We don't know who this guy really is. The one thing I'm certain of, Alex, is that the one candidate who is not the father is the African, Obama Sr., Barack Obama Sr., the guy who came from Kenya in 1959 and went to the University of Hawaii. He is absolutely no way the father.
That's and you said that before the State Department documents came out where they said he wasn't the dad and threw him out of the country.
Well, in fact, the Immigration Naturalization Service file that we now have says that when the baby was born, that the Immigration Naturalization Service was going to contest that Ann Dunham was a U.S. citizen wife or that little Barack Obama was a U.S. citizen child.
But he looks nothing like the dad. He looks like Caribbean, black, native Spanish mix.
Well, I recommend everybody take a look at Joel Gilbert's new DVD, which is called The Real Barack Obama. I mean, I've got one right here. You can see it. This is The Real Barack Obama's Father. The real, you know, it says Dreams from My Real Father.
Well, that looks just like him. I want to get him on.
Frank Marshall Davis is the father. This is the argument. Frank Marshall Davis, the black poet and communist, you know, who was in Hawaii, is Joel Gilbert's number one choice for the real father. And I think we've got to begin the search for who the real father is. I recommend Joel Gilbert's film to everybody.
But the dad looks nothing like him.
The dad, take a look right here. You've got the father there, the African, looks nothing like Barack Obama, the president. Nothing. The Luo people are very dark. They have round heads, sloped foreheads. They're not this tall. You have Frank Marshall Davis, and the evidence in the film is startling, even down to the age marks on Frank Marshall Davis' face and Barack Obama's face. This is candidate number one, and what I'm telling you, Alex, is we don't know who Barack Obama is. It's a fiction. This is a Saul Alinsky-created, perhaps intelligence operation, life story that is fictionalized from the get-go.
Well, we know the family is CIA and stuff, but then you've got all these foreign connections. The truth is, he is literally the Manchurian candidate.
Yes, and as you say, the possibility for blackmail, the possibility here for, you know, the people who do know the reality of the Obama story, why he was engineered to be president, the globalists and the forces behind Obama. When this is revealed, it's going to shock the American people. It's not just a Manchurian candidate. It's somebody who was picked like they were royalty from birth and groomed to be president, trained as a communist. All these advantages through life, you know, getting into Occidental, well, Kunahu is a drug addict, no grades at Occidental, again, doing drugs, gets into Columbia, how, with the influence of Percy Sutton and Al Mansour.
Well,
and
that's why the founders, because of all the court intrigue, trying to get people into the court from other countries in Europe, that's why we have a law that you've got to be natural born. There's reasons for all this.
Reasons. And what I wrote in Where's the Birth Certificate? What I wrote is that every aspect I investigate of the official, you know, the nativity story and the life story of Obama concocted in this fictionalized dream.
Look how they sold him. They even said he was Jesus. Remember all that?
Absolutely. And now we find out that the girlfriend is a composite character. Read fiction.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you said that, and now they admit the book is, it has composites, Dreams of the of My Father. Oh, it's a composite. They admit it's a fiction.
This woman, Ann Dunham, whether she was the mother or the caretaker, Ann Dunham, 3 weeks after the baby was born, was in Seattle attending night courses at the University of Washington. I've got the transcript. I've got the catalog. The university confirmed she had to attend those classes. A 3-week-old baby. It's not credible, and it's a lie, because Dreams of My Father said the family...
I was about to say, he looks nothing like that woman.
Exactly. He looks... I mean, first of all, you got to take a look at Joel Gilbert's song, but arguing this Frank Marshall...
No, he was already in contact with us. We're going to get him on. I absolutely...
And secondly, you know, you got to go to my Where's the Birth Certificate? Go to my... the e-book, Saul Alinsky, The Evil Genius Behind Obama. You'll see how all of this has been planned.
Oh, I got to ask you this. It's now been confirmed. Right. One month before Breitbart's death, he meets with one of the top weathermen. What do you make of that meeting?
He had dinner at Bill Ayer's house, which he should never have done. I've written already several articles. There's more to come where I'm suspicious of Breitbart's death being a murder. We've already found...
Oh, you already alluded to that. You said they got stuff that will kill you a few months later.
Exactly. And also, we interviewed the one witness, this guy Lassiter, who was on the scene walking his dog. And the face was bright red with a white band around the forehead. That's not the exact symptoms of a heart attack. It's not a sudden heart attack. We've got much more coming on this. I'm working on a lot of leads on Breitbart's death because I remain suspicious that it was a murder. And the family doesn't want it investigated. And, the people who took over Breitbart News, including Bannon and Solove, don't want it investigated. They've pounded me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be mean to them, but when this new stuff came out, which we know Breitbart was working on, they said, we're sorry, we don't believe this. They're acting not like operatives, but like they're scared.
And I'm an investigative reporter. Breitbart and I talked at CPAC.
But let me ask you, are they acting scared or like operatives?
Well, they're acting like they don't want an investigation, and I can't understand why we don't want the truth here.
Well, when you preface 16 years of the publicist saying he's born in Kenya, like, oh, this is a conspiracy theory, something's going on, and I'm glad you brought that up.
And look, and if you don't want something investigated, why? I want to investigate it. I want the truth here. I don't want to just cover it up. You know, let's get down to the facts. It's the same thing with Barack Obama. I'm convinced that Barack Obama is rapidly becoming damaged goods.
Stay there. You know what? I know you've got to go. You're in a hotel about to speak. But can you do 10 more minutes?
Yes, I'll do 10 more minutes.
Okay, fantastic. Because I want to come back, and I want to get into the fact that he is damaged goods. And what are they planning? What are some of the tricks you think they may have up their sleeve? Our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's author of Where's the Birth Certificate? I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling.
It was Hillary Clinton when she was running against Obama that first used the Born in Kenya stuff. Because we know the Clintons have all those FBI files they kept after they left office. But when she couldn't win, they figured out, hey, we'll just have a third term under Obama. And they met there at the Bilderberg Group meeting that I covered. I'm about to cover it coming up in 2 weeks again at the exact same hotel in Virginia, there in Chantilly. In closing, Doc, what does it signify that he's becoming more and more damaged goods? Why do you say that? What does that mean? Because obviously even the mainstream media has to know now this guy is a fraud.
Well, first of all, you got to The Sheriff Arpaio's investigation, going on a law enforcement investigation, is much more serious than most people realize. Sheriff Arpaio's already announced on March 1st there's reasonable probable cause to believe the birth certificate and Obama's draft registration card, Selective Service registration card, are forgeries. Now, that means Sheriff Arpaio is saying Obama is in the White House with basically identity theft documents. This is going to be watchwnd.com, where I'm a senior staff reporter. This coming week, there's going to be some shocking revelations. You're going to be surprised at what's coming down. This is a major investigation.
Oh, I hope Arpaio doesn't have a heart attack or you, because Breitbart said that next morning the big bombshell was coming out and he died. And 3 weeks later, they released some milk toast.
Well, I've been very careful. So the head of the posse has got all the information I've developed. I've turned it over. I'm not deputized. I'm not a member of the posse, but I've agreed to turn over my material and to work in conjunction with the posse. So if something happens to me, the next day everything I've got is going to be released and dumped out, and it's going to be public anyway.
I know body language. All those sheriff's people and forensic experts, they look completely freaked out, and they should be.
Because this is going to develop into a major ballot challenge to Obama. It's already shaping up in Arizona. The Secretary of State is on the record of saying he wants certification from Hawaii that this long-form birth certificate, a forgery, is an authentic document. Hawaii will not certify that document because now they know there's a law enforcement investigation going on. The Hawaii officials don't want to go to jail committing felonies to support this fraudulent identity theft president.
And you've talked to sources inside the office beforehand that it wasn't there, just as the governor had said, and then magically appeared like an Easter egg.
Exactly. And if there was an original, why wasn't it shown to the American public way back in 2008? Why hide it? We still have not seen the original paper and ink documents, if they exist at all, or the microfilm, if it exists at all.
Why would they put out something with fake typewriter print that's a computer font and all those layers? Why is it so shoddy?
These guys are not the greatest geniuses in the world. It's been a cover-up. And they're running thin. They're running in the last hours of being able to hide Obama's true identity.
Here's my last question.
We don't know who the father is. We don't know who Obama is. And by the way, when the globalists decide to dump Obama in favor of Romney, which I think is coming down, I don't think Hillary's going to step in and be the candidate. I think she's too smart. She'll wait and pick up the pieces for 2016.
What do you make of Romney? Because he's not bringing up any of the real issues against Obama.
I believe Hillary and Bill have already talked about it. It's been discussed, stepping in and replacing Obama, because Obama's damaged goods. He's not going to be able to survive the revelations coming out politically. And Romney, I think, is just going to coast in. Romney is, it's the same as 2004. George W. Bush renounced the Swift Boat campaign that conducted together with John O'Neill and Admiral Hoffman. But I'm convinced it was the Swift Boat campaign that made a major impact in waking the American public's eyes up to who really is John Kerry. The same is happening right now. Programs like yours, Alex, Sheriff Arpaio's investigation, WND's consistent reporting on the issue is telling the American people, you got an imposter, a usurper. Guy Bowman Kenney has lied to you his entire life about who he is in the White House. It's shocking. It's the biggest cover-up in American history.
Undoubtedly, and we've even seen the last year the Washington Post saying top Democrats want Obama to step down, but they're going ahead with him as the presumptive candidate right now.
They're going to go ahead until they have a precipitating event that permits them to dump Obama. And when they get that precipitating event, they're going to be all set and ready. The plans.
Let me ask you this. You're saying you don't think Romney's a fall guy?
No. Romney's going to win. That's my prediction. Romney's going to win. But how many Democrats currently in the House and Senate or running for House and Senate or running for governor or the state legislature want to go down with Obama? Because this shaping up in 2012 will make 2010 look like a picnic for the Democratic Party. What's shaping up here is an electoral disaster. behind a candidate that won't even tell you who he is, Barack Obama, or is it Barry Satoro, the Indonesian, or is it the Kenyan? Who's the dad? It's not the African. Is it Frank Marshall Davis, like Joel Gilbert says, or is it somebody else? 4 years into the presidency, and the White House is still talking about a birth certificate. It won't show the American people.
That's right. And now with this new document, I mean, is that not a final nail in the coffin? I mean, because this has totally convinced people.
It shows the American public that Obama, like I said in Where's the Birth Certificate when I wrote it, that Obama has always said he was born in Kenya until he decided to run for president.
No, you wrote that. So here's my final question. Now everybody's ferreting around his college documents, not the ones they've sealed. Boy, look at that. Admission of guilt right there.
Right.
But now they're ferreting around in the quasi-public stuff. I predict it's only a matter of time until even more comes out.
Right. Well, look, I want to see the passport records. I want to see the school records. Was he registered as a foreign student? Did he get foreign student aid? Why was he always rooming with all these Pakistanis? You know, did he represent himself as an Indonesian, or was he representing
himself? That's what everybody says. He was a foreign student in the U.S.
Foreign student. This is all, you know, Obama's told this story his whole life. Foreign student, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia. This is what he's told over and over again. We've got dozens of witnesses ready to go on tape saying that this is what Obama has told the American people.
So the question is, either he's some deep cover foundation globalist / CIA operative and was born here, but this was his previous cover, still he's got to go, or he really was born in Kenya, and then the evidence, who knows? This is crazy.
One way or the other, Obama is lying. He's lying about who his father was. He's lying about every aspect of his life history, and he will not show the American people the documentary evidence.
But he could start a new big war or false flag and pose as a savior.
The American people get their minds around this. They are going to demand that Obama leave office immediately as an usurper, and they're going to vitiate, erase all of his decisions, his executive orders, Obamacare, because he's illegitimately in office. I've been saying this since 2008. I've written two books on it now, The Obama Nation and Where's the Birth Certificate. My Saul Alinsky book on, you got to see it. On an electronic book, Corsi at Amazon.com.
Now, all the proofs there. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on so quickly after this came out. Thank you so much.
Great pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Folks, I'm telling you, there's no doubt now. His publicist for 16 years said he was born in Kenya in all these publications. I mean, that's it. He either said he was born in Kenya and lied, or he was. Doesn't matter. We're not kooks for bringing this up. We've been proven right. I'm telling you, the president is completely compromised. Speaking of compromise, their ace in the hole is to stage a terror attack and blame it on us. We have White House advisors saying a new Oklahoma City to be blamed on the American people and to demonize those that don't like globalism is the way to go. The film is a noble lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. Your purchase also supports what we do here. It's available at Infowars.com. A noble lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Infowars.com, or just go to InfowarsShop.com or InfowarsStore.com. We'll get you there. We also have strategic relocation. We have Farmageddon, the attack on the farmers. And we have the best gravity-fed filters out there. ProPure, discounted 10% with the promo code WATER at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to get into the normalcy bias and more. This is important. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, complete
multivitamin mineral complex dietary supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've gotten emails here to the office. I've seen comments on the website. They say, why aren't you talking about Obama and the gay marriage thing? Regardless of which side of that debate you're on, they're throwing it out there as a desperate distraction to get the American people fighting with each other. Europe is being imploded by design. Our government is paying to ship our jobs to China, paying to ship them like General Motors, 20-plus billion. The country is falling apart. They've got the feds operating checkpoints on highways all over the nation to train us for martial law. They're announcing 30,000 drones run by the Pentagon to watch the American people. The government's using Al-Qaeda to attack Syria and to take over Libya. I mean, we're in trouble. The government's been taken over. And I'm not going to sit here and obsess over stuff like gay marriage. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Because I know that, sure, it's a way to break down the family. I get all that. The point is, that's already going on. What do you think your kid gets taught at public school? You better find out before you get all the media. It's like Trayvon Martin. Obama, it turned out, had the Justice Department people in the mobs of people calling for race war. They want a race war to divert from what's happening. They want us fighting with each other. It's so simple. And I'm tired of it. Of course the police had the photos and videos of Zimmerman's head bashed in and nose broken and Martin had broken knuckles. Of course, all that. Of course. They want a diversion right now. They want to get riots going. They want to get everybody fighting over marriage. That's what's happening here. They're desperate. The system wants us fighting with each other instead of looking at the foreign banks that have stolen tens of trillions from this country. Now, I'm going to cover this more tomorrow because I meant to do a whole report on this in detail. I just ran out of time. Most talk show hosts are leaning on their callers, not me. I love callers, but I just have so much to cover. If you want to understand why this is happening, you've got to look at four things. Normalcy bias. Write these down. This is homework. Stockholm syndrome. Learned helplessness. And cognitive dissonance. Now, let me just read the definitions in part of all of these from the encyclopedia. The normalcy bias or normality bias refers to a mental state people enter when facing a disaster. I've seen this when people are choking or there's a house fire. Modern Americans stand around like they're spectators and wait and say, call 911, like parrots. If someone's dying, if someone's bleeding to death, if someone's choking, they're going to be dead when the cops get there. This is not normal. This has been imprinted. This is a bunch of spectators. This often results in situations where people fail to adequately prepare for a disaster on a large scale. The failure of governments to include and induce the populace and include the populace in its disaster preparations because they don't want you to be ready or involved or proactive. The assumption is made in the case of the normalcy bias is that since a disaster never has occurred, then it will never occur. You've never been home invaded. It will never happen. When it happens, you sit there and let them rape your wife and kill her in front of you. It also results in the inability of people to cope with a disaster once it occurs. We are under a normalcy bias, and it's much more detailed than that. But it dovetails with the Stockholm syndrome. All of these are different descriptions for phenomenon seen in sheeple jellyfish. See, my problem is you want me to give my rights up to a government to keep you safe when that government's run by foreign criminal networks that run Al-Qaeda and stage the attacks to take my rights to make me a slave. Here's the Stockholm syndrome. In psychology, Stockholm syndrome is an apparently paradoxical psychological phenomenon in which hostages express empathy and have positive feelings towards their captors, sometimes to the point of defending them. These feelings are generally considered irrational in light of the danger or risk enduring by the victims who essentially mistake a lack of abuse from their captors as an act of kindness. Well, actually, people go under Stockholm under abuse. They're cowards, and they believe if they make believe the person's their friend, it'll make it better. It's a form of playing possum. Now, here's learned helplessness. This is the closest definition of what the American people and people of the West have become. Learned helplessness, as a technical term, is an animal psychology and related human psychology, means a condition of a human person or an animal in which it has learned to behave helplessly even when the opportunity is restored for it to help itself by avoiding an unpleasant or harmful circumstance to which it has been subjected. Learned helplessness in the view that clinical depression and related mental illnesses may result from a perceived absence of control over the outcome of the situation. Yes, it's spectator-based. If you don't believe you have any power, how would you ever think you could do anything? Let me tell you something. You got power. That's why they tell you you don't. I don't want to have an armed conflict with the criminal banks that have hijacked the country. I'd rather take it back peacefully, but I hear this. Oh, forget your 200 million guns Americans have. You'll never defeat an army. You'll never defeat the high tech. Really? Like the little North Vietnamese with their AK-47s who didn't want to be occupied by the French, the Americans, the Chinese, the communists, anybody. Before they became communists. Ho Chi Minh wanted to be pro-America, but the West didn't want that because he wouldn't sell them all the opium at low prices. The point is, this is all done to make you feel helpless, to make you think you don't have power. And there's nothing better when facing tyrants who are the real cowards to stop being afraid, to live on the edge a little bit. You live on the edge when you drive down the highway with your kids. Why not live on the edge for freedom? And then finally, of all these definitions, one that's very important is cognitive dissonance. The state of having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes as related to behavioral decisions and attitude change. You know, I could sit here and go, hey, you know, Al-Qaeda was created by the Western intelligence agencies, and the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. Let me show you admitted congressional reports. I don't believe that. It's too crazy. Okay, but you know they're using Al-Qaeda to overthrow Libya and Syria. Yeah, I heard them admit that, but that's okay. Hey, you know the TSA, those machines are giving people cancer. Here's John Hopkins. I don't want to see that. You know, reaching down your wife's pants or grabbing your daughter's genitals, that's not keeping you safe. Oh, whatever. You just need to get with the program and try to keep us safe. Well, you know, the TSA's been caught in all these crimes because a lot of pervs want that job. Oh, whatever. You're not going to change it anyways, complainer. Really? Well, our founding fathers were complainers then. You have a lard butt existence because our forebears were like rattlesnakes and didn't put up with anything. And would kill you in a New York second if you mess with them. The only reason 4% of the world's population had half the wealth, it's almost been sucked away now, was because our ancestors would get in a fight with you in about 3 seconds and the biggest empire in the world said, let's just get out of there. They're not going to give up. Even though we lost almost every battle, we kept fighting. Resistance is victory. Okay? That's why in Brzezinski's new book, who created Al-Qaeda, the former national security advisor, he says, used to, we could control people with propaganda. It's better just to kill them. And Dick Cheney said, you're right. Let's release bioweapons. September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses PNAC. Read it. You think I'm joking? You just heard that media. Look it up. Okay? See, the day they release the superhuman mousepox that kills 98% of people come in contact, your little game is over. We either get control of the globalist national security state or there is no future, okay? You think the president being foreign-born and being a manufactured cutout is bad? That's nothing compared to the reality of the crazy people running this planet, okay? To all the minions and all the servants of the system, I watched police set people up for beer-making equipment in their apartment, and the media went in and looked at the labels. It was beer-making equipment. They're still going to charge them with terrorism. I've seen my listeners on helicopter footage from the police pulled over with jumper cables for an InfoWars sticker, and they say they're bombs and put them in jail. Look, sir, bombs, and it's jumper cables on the news. Cops! When you're living in a place that does that, you're not safe. They put you in peer pressure. If you do bad things, you get elevated. That's how the psychology of tyranny works. None of us have a future if we don't pull back from this, okay? Because I've studied history. I've looked at the globalists. I've looked at what they're into and what they're pushing. I mean, take the normalcy bias of the fact that I read this earlier in the last hour where they've got a London Independent article where the Satanists are getting Chinese murdered babies. The government lets them sell, and the others out of Asia are selling them to rich Westerners that want to eat roasted dead baby. I mean, I've known about this forever. Well, folks, CNN reported 5 years ago that 3,000-plus kids were missing in Florida that the CPS had taken. And when it turned out that they were being sold overseas, the story just ended. Folks, they dug up some of the kids in foreign countries. I mean, they're taking little kids, they're putting them on planes, and they're chopping their heads off after they rape them for a couple weeks. You can read the article, Britain arrested in Thailand after being found with 6 roasted babies. That's London Independent. I mean, reality is beyond anything you can imagine. When you give in to evil, it takes over. God bless you all. We've got incredible videos at InfoWars.com in the lower right-hand corner. Check out my new gun show there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.